Austria, are you ready?
No! He said, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling. And on today's show, we have a returning guest who will be facing Fred Yehi at the third Black Wrestlers Matter event in St. Louis this Saturday night. Mr. JDX, Justin D. Xavier joins us. Jay, welcome back.
What's the D stand for today?
Oh, what does the D stand for today? Man, you know, actually, damn, I'm floored because I don't really have. No, I'm kidding. The D stands for don't you dare listen to any other podcast or dare watch any other podcast other than Brotherly Love Wrestling.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was a very good one.
That was on the spot, too. We didn't even prep that. That was perfect.
So, JDX, last time we spoke, we actually spoke to you and your opponent for the Black Wrestlers Matter Championship, Frontman John, a little face-to-face or a Zoom-to-Zoom. And since then, that pay-per-view had passed where, unfortunately, one backed up their talk and one didn't, and Ja got you on that one.
Whoa. We're starting out hot here. let me cut you off there, man.
Sure. Actually, I love when that happens.
I did back up my talk, seeing the fact that Jossie actually tapped out. I don't know if you or the world remembers that, but he tapped out to the Chicago crap. And unfortunately, the referee was down, so it didn't happen.
Conveniently.
But it did happen. And I should stand here. I should sit here, rather, before you, 12 pounds heavier. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to make my way back up that mountaintop. I'm going to take on Fred Yehi, as you stated earlier. And, you know, I'm going to get back into that number one contender spot.
Now, does that put you there after one win? Or do you have a legitimate gripe with management that you actually won this match and is by happy coincidence that the referee was knocked out at that moment?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm gonna keep it a Giannis, as I like to say. I do kind of have a gripe. I have a few bones to pick with the Black Wrestlers Matter committee. For one, and this is like, I'm just keep it a buck. I'm not even on the poster.
All right.
Like,
okay. So you were aware of this because we wanted to bring this up. Okay. All right.
It's been pointed out to me several times. Now I have a match graphic, so I don't want to sound like a whiny, you know what? Like, I don't want to sound like a bitch. Are we allowed to curse on?
Yes, absolutely.
I want to sound like
a whiny. Philly.
For sure. I want to sound like a whiny, you know what? I said it already twice. You know, I have a match graphic. I'm grateful that I'm taking on someone like Fred Yehi. I don't want to sound ungrateful. Like, I'm very humbled by that I'm given a match of that stature on a show of this magnitude. But that has been brought to my attention. I noticed it first, and then other people start chiming in on it. Like, yo, you seen this JD? Like, why aren't you on here? And I'm like, oh, you know, I guess it's whatever. You know, I only. And this is going to sound real, like, again, cocky or whatever the case. I only main event it, and it'll answer your question. I main evented the first one against ACH. I was blessed enough to be given the opportunity to win that match. And then I was able to headline again against Jossie, as you stated, for the Black Wrestlers Matter Championship, right? And so I think, to answer your question, man, I think I would be put back into title contention. I think I still am in title contention. But, yeah, sure, like, after Brooke Valentine, I think that I'm a rightful number one contender as well.
Which isn't even happening on this show.
Correct.
The number one contender isn't even getting the number one shot.
I couldn't tell you, man.
Strange things are happening back then.
I don't know,
back
man.
There.
Matter,
politics. There's politics everywhere. We thought it was just in the upper feds. Nope. Trickled its way all the way down.
It's everywhere, man. It's everywhere. Here in the Indies, too.
I always thought that was so bizarre. Because everyone that's got – everyone's able to showcase their talent. Some people get lucky and or whatnot, and they get hot at the right time, and they get brought in with the right promotion, and it just blows up for them. But
yeah.
The funny thing is that a lot of people have the same talent. They just haven't – or more. I mean, depending on what you're looking at. I mean, it's just that when's the time right? When are you going to get your big break? Like, can you, like, feel that happening, or is it something that you still feel is, like, far away? Like, the big break, like, can you kind of – does it, like, show hints of itself happening?
Yeah. I mean, so, like, it dwindles. There's times where it's, like, you know you're high. You know you got, like, you're on to something, you know, like – for me, I think it's like appearances at AEW, you know what I mean? Like being on Dark several times in a row. I feel like having a match with Davey Richards. I was supposed to have a match against Josh Alexander. That's still supposed to happen one of these days. Unfortunately, due to COVID, of course, that match was canceled. Just like you just start seeing, like, you know, you get momentum, like the ball gets to rolling, you know what I mean? It's like, oh shit, like people are starting to take notice. They're like, damn, like JDX is pretty good. Damn, okay, I see JDX against this guy. I see JDX against that guy. Or enter like wrestler A and B. You know what I mean? When you're constantly seeing wrestlers like in these big matches and on these big shows and shit, like it, you can definitely feel it. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, it hasn't, like, you know, I haven't struck gold just yet. To the point, you know, where I've obviously gotten signed or anything like that. But yeah, I definitely feel it. To answer your question, man, you feel it. When you're on a roll and something's about to happen.
But what stops the roll? Because usually the roll, I mean, shouldn't stop. I mean, it should keep going, right? It's like a snowball effect. It's like you roll the snowball down the hill, and by the time it gets at the bottom of the hill, it's bigger than the town.
Yeah. That makes sense. I don't know, man. Like, cancel sometimes, like I just stated, like COVID, you know what I mean? Like, cancel shows, I feel I don't know, the machine sometimes not getting behind you all the way. Those are just some things to name that come off the that comes off the top of my head. Those would be the first two. The machine not getting behind you all the way, and like you not getting that support 100%, you know what I mean? And then also, like, you know, cancel shows and shit. Like, when you are supposed to have, like, that really big match, whatever the case is. At least that's my – that would probably be
– that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you've really realized, like, who the big players are at that point, company-wise and promotion-wise. Like, because once you get booked for them steadily, it's like, that's it. There's, like, a next level. Like, as much wrestling as there is, there's still only a few top – promotions or companies that are running, and that's like that's the main goal, is to get to one of those or the main one.
Absolutely.
So last time we talked, go ahead.
I've been on record saying several times on like other podcasts. No, go for it.
No, we had a little lapse, so you got what you were saying.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, you're good.
No, I was going to say, like I've said before, and I probably said to you guys, like, I break indie wrestling up into tiers. And, like I feel like tier one is, like, your super, like, local shows. And then tier two is, like, the promotions that are, like, on IWTV and Fight TV and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You're constantly getting those promotions. And then tier three would be, like, the PWGs of the world, the GCW, so to speak. Certain shows, I would say probably, like, what else could we say is up there? Like, a Beyond Wrestling, a Defy, places like that. You know what I mean? Like, a Warrior Wrestling. I feel like shows like that, and I'm probably overlooking some promotions out there. But I think there are different tiers of like indie wrestling. So I'm trying to break into that tier three. I feel like I'm in tier two, if not, like, if I'm not knocking on the door of tier two, I'm like in it. I'm like at the bottom level of it or whatever. But yeah, I'm trying to continue climbing those ranks of, you know, independent.
It's funny you say that, because I believe Beyond Wrestling just gave up Uncharted Territory to the South. Because AC Mac is the IWTV champion, and now they're bringing Uncharted Territory to the South, which is one of the most, one of the more popular wrestling shows that airs weekly. I mean, if any time is a good time, because you're right in the South, you're right in Georgia, to make your way to that, because that's tier three.
And
that's the eyes that you want on you, those weekly eyes that are loyal to that show and that brand. I mean, that's ultimately what you want. And then that's like the launching point to the major company. Like, I feel like that's the filter system. Like, that's the developmental for AEW, basically.
No, TK, man, Tony Khan, he pays attention to that stuff. I've been told by people, like Fuego told me, like, JDX, man, he's like, you know how to get signed, man? Like, you just always post, man, always post. And I haven't taken his advice, because sometimes I get in my own head, like, damn, is this good enough to post? But he told me, you know, and this is a Chico for wrestlers out there that may come across this. He was just saying, like, you always just got to be posting, always posting on Twitter, Instagram, always posting, you know, content, like spots, matches, or whatever the case, you know what I mean? Just, like, always stay in the eye. I was going to say it was somebody that got signed because of that. But, yeah, that's, I guess that was, like, Fuego's, I guess that was his recipe.
It's essentially, you know? Danhausen got signed because of that.
Yeah, hell yeah. Danhausen is freaking social media, you know?
He was freaking going, he was all over the place. So he's smart about that. Like, he went outside of wrestling. Like, he did a bit with Conan. He was on the Conan show. Like, that's correct. Like, that's how you invest in your future right there. It's like, you have to think outside of the box, because there's so many people that are doing the same thing. Like, how to think outside of the box is crazy hard.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Jay, you talked about Terminus, and you mentioned that, which is a fairly new promotion, and we really like what they're doing as far as how Gresham is doing this, because he's is he the booker? Is he the owner?
It's the founder. Him and Baron Black.
They're
like best friends. A lot of people may or may not know that, but they're best friends, and it's they're in cahoots. They're partners. They both book it together. I'm not sure, like, who gets more say or whatever the case, but I know Baron has his guys, you know, that he wants to help succeed. And I'm sure, like, Gresham has, you know, his buddies too, because, you know, Gresham's been every freaking where. So, you know, he brings his guys in, and Baron brings his guys in. That's how I was fortunate enough to be on there, through Baron Black, because that's somebody that looked out for me, you know, when I attended the Nightmare Factory. I still attend every once in a while, but, you know, like, throughout the 12-week course, like, he took me under his wing, and, you know, he's always looked out for me. And so that's how I was fortunate enough to be a part of Terminus.
Well, and with that, like, the talent that is coming in through these last couple events, the one in January, which you were a part of, and then the one now in February coming up, it's the best of that world. Like, as far as that style and that pure wrestling, it's one of those things that stick out. And we got really into it when Ring of Honor kind of brought it back and breathed new life into that kind of wrestling again. And now to see this go that way, because of obviously Ring of Honor going away, that niche is still there. These things are so interesting. The matchups are always interesting. And I think this has that, like you said, I think that could be pushed into that tier system higher, as long as it gets the notoriety and the right eyes.
It's got to get the TV time or the streaming, the streaming time. Because did that stream the first one?
Yes, sir. It was on Fight TV.
Was it on Fight?
Yeah, I believe it was on Fight TV. I bought it. Baron was like, you need to go buy the pay-per-view and post that shit online.
You had to buy the pay-per-view that you're on?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Whoa, that doesn't make any sense. You should get the pay-per-view that you're on.
Right? Yeah, so I paid my $14.99 to get footage of me beating up DG and Vickis Cash and Adam Priest, which was cool. You know, it got me some clout and some likes and retweets and whatnot. I didn't get no bookings off of it, I don't think. It doesn't hurt to remain in the public's eye, you know, to show people that I got it, so to speak. So, yeah.
So you're not fully on board with the whole social media to get over thing, are you?
No. I am. I like social media. I could certainly be better at it. I could use it more to my advantage. Just like I stated with Fuego, he said, like, JDX, that's how you do it, man. You just got to do it. Constantly be, you know, posting content. I go in and out of it. Like, it depends on how, like, I'm personally feeling outside of wrestling at the time. Like, right now, I'll be honest with you guys. I'm kind of like, I had some really big plans for Black Wrestlers Matter, but those kind of changed, not because of anyone's fault. So, like, it kind of, like, I don't know, it just kind of sucked the air out of me a little bit. And it's just like, ugh. And then just dealing with personal issues and stuff. So I haven't really been using my platform as much, like social media, especially that would have been Black History Month and stuff. I've kind of been dropping the ball, so to speak. I don't know.
Now, is there anything that you can do that, or that you go to? Like, is there something that you go to get you out of a funk?
Absolutely. I, as of late, I've been really relating to, like, these Kanye West, like, from what album is that? 808's Heartbreak. I've been
watching. I love that album.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. That album's hard as fuck, man. So, like, I've been watching these videos of Kanye just talking. Like, it's, like, VH1, like, storytellers. And, like, he would do, like, Amazing. He would do, like, Flashing Lights. Music always brings me out of a funk. Like, today, for instance, I wasn't even going to go to the gym, but I was riding home from the shoe job. And then one of my favorite rappers is Logic. And one of my favorite songs of his is called City of Stars. If you've never heard it, I suggest you listen to it. It's like a 6-minute song. And then, like, he's just singing. It's kind of like some Kanye stuff, like 808s kind of, like Kanye Say You Will, so to speak. And then, like, he just goes fucking ham on, like, with 2 minutes left or whatever. And that just got me going, like, yeah, like, fuck yeah. I got 3 matches this weekend. Let's fucking go. I say LeBron James really inspires me, Drake, Russell Wilson, guys like that. I feel like I'm missing somebody, but those would be some of the main people that inspire me and gets me out of that funk.
So going into, you said you have 3 matches this weekend?
Yes, sir.
Are you hoping that breaks your funk as well?
Yeah, I hope so. I truly hope so. I feel like once I'm in it, and I'm doing it, yeah. Once so I hear.
So you got, yeah, you got Yay High the 19th.
Uh-huh.
And then
I have Dak Draper at Journey Pro City on Friday. So okay. That's a up for the Journey Pro Championship.
That's a big match.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, it's really big. But, like, I should be more, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got to get you fucking hyped up, man. We're going to be your hype guys now at this point. You got 2 big matches. We're getting you out of this.
Yeah, where's the other one?
The third one, man. Last but not least, man, I got Trey Lamar for the OWA championship in Ohio.
Dude, this weekend is huge.
No, it is.
This is a huge weekend. And all three of them will be – well, Black Wrestlers Matter, they're having technical issues, so that's not going to be live, but
right.
Catch the replay for that one. But the other two will be live.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They will.
Oh, my God. Come on, man. We got to get you out of this funk. Don't make me sing to you because you don't want that. Don't I bring you down more.
No, man, I'm crying, man. Like, last night I cut a promo for, like, all three. And I feel bad because Dak just released the promo tonight. I don't know when this is going to drop, this podcast. But yeah, Dak dropped the promo tonight and I was like, damn, okay. I originally planned to do a promo just for him. And I was going to do one just for Yayai and one. I already did one for Trey, but I was probably going to do another one. But I just was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to just do one for all three and talk about, you know, the big matches that I have this weekend. So Dak, if you somehow come across this, I do love you, dude. I do respect you enough. You know, typically I would just focus on our match or whatever the case, because I am looking forward to it. And Yay High too. And Trey Punk ass. I do respect all of those guys. You know what I mean? And typically, you know, I do, like I said already, do like just focus on one match. But I was just like, fuck it this time. Because again, that funk that I'm in, I was like, let's just talk about it or whatever.
We got to get you out of this funk so you can focus 100%, because that's what's going to get you through it. 100% yeah. Focus. We need you laser focused. We need you to watch a lot of LeBron James. He'll get you laser focused.
Although yeah. Not anything currently.
Not on the court. Currently. Just inspiration talk, not on the court right now. The court right now is a little
itchy. Yeah, bad. It's bad right now. That hurts too. That hurts too. I try not to live vicariously through like my guys, like and LeBron, because it fucking sucks when you wake up in the morning and your team lost the night before. I don't know about you guys. Like, are you guys Eagles fans or
Eagles? And I'm a Sixers fan, and he's a fucking Celtics fan.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, the Celtics are I like the Celtics. I really do.
Come on, man. You're killing me.
I mean, the Sixers, they cool. I don't know how this new marriage of James Harden and freaking Embiid is going to work, but
I smell a championship. I smell it.
That's from us. We got 17 of them. That's what it smells like.
Wafting. Championships coming. Shut the fuck up. Awesome.
To talk about these fucking bad championships. Oh no.
Why did I bring this up? Now I'm just gonna get tortured. let me enjoy what just happened. Let me enjoy what just happened.
No, that's good, man. It's awesome, dude. It's exciting. I did want to see it happen. Even though it makes the league a lot tougher, I think Brooklyn got better. The 76ers definitely got better. It makes it tougher, you know, like as opposing fan of those teams. But like but it's exciting. If you're a fan of basketball, you know, it excites me.
Mm-hmm. So the past like 3 years, I've been 100% invested. Like it's my escape from wrestling has been the Sixers. And when it's like, cause if you watch the TV products, cause I don't always watch the streaming. You watch the TV products. You're like, all right, man, I've seen this a million times. I need to like switch it up. So I'll watch basketball for like weeks. Until the season's over.
It's amazing, dude. I think about that sometimes. It's probably part of the reason why, like, I'm bad when it comes to, like, independent wrestling sometimes. Like, guys, like, I could be in a car with, like, the Darian Banksons of the world. The Airwolves, like, now known as, like, Darius Martin. And, like, these guys or, like, Baron Black or whoever the case. They'd be like, oh, such and such and such and such. And I just be like, who? Not to disrespect them, but I just be like, who? Because I don't pay attention enough to, like, independent wrestling. Like, I try to focus my energy. It takes so much energy out of me, like, to be a professional wrestler sometimes. Like, I have to hit the gym. And I'm not complaining about these things. I'm just saying, like you said, man, I need that escape. And my escape is, like, sports, like basketball, football, music, stuff like that, like clothes, like fashion, shit like that. And I don't pay attention to like independent wrestling. Like I'll watch like AEW, and sometimes I tune into SmackDown or like Raw if I'm really digging a certain wrestler's like run or whatever the case is.
It's funny because wrestling was my escape from my work, my job, and now I need an escape from wrestling because it just gets it gets to be too much. And not only that, but I'm so over going on social media anyway, and just like it's just like an insane asylum. Like you have to weed through so much to get what you want, and everything else is just it's a headache. I'm like, why is everyone complaining so much? Like I don't get it.
Yeah, sometimes we live in a negative society.
Sometimes.
I did want to see if you wanted to answer this. So probably the hottest news coming out today is this whole thing with Cody Rhodes and Brandi leaving AEW. So there's
I'm gonna throw that in quotations because we don't.
Absolutely. I don't
really do, because Cody, that motherfucker fuck around and be working everybody, I promise you.
Exactly, and that's the whole point is, I mean, you've been around that atmosphere, you've been around that locker room. Do you think that's something that he's actually going to leave to go back to a WWE? Do you think this is a Hollywood thing? Do you think it's all work and that he's going to be the best heel
in wrestling? Cody's the Joker. Cody feeds off of like just being the center of attention, and he knows how to do it really well. Like Cody was over. Cody was hot, great baby face, and then he got booed. Like the boos got louder and louder, and he was purposely working all faces and still acting like he was the good guy in all this. Like he did everything for a purpose. Like now that he's leaving and people are upset about it, now he's going to come back and like they were booing them and now they want them back. Like they can't make up their mind. Then I'll come back and they'll just shit on everybody.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like to answer your question, what was the question exactly? I know just, we kind of jumped on.
If you're looking at it
might be a work or whatever.
Yeah. If you're looking at it from a fan's perspective and seeing that atmosphere. And do you think, like, what do you think would be next? Do you think he would go to WWE? Do you think it's a work and he's doing this all to try and get into AEW, the title picture, I mean, a heel and all that? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
That's right. He can't challenge for the title.
Yeah, all right. He can't. So that's the thing. I don't think that's the case. I think Cody, like, he's really elevated the TNT championship. TNT championship doesn't feel like a second tier championship to me. Like, you know, it stands on its own.
It's defended a lot too.
Hell yeah, it is. I don't know about WWE. I asked myself that same question earlier. Like, I just don't see where he would necessarily fit in. Exactly. Like, I know he has friends as the WWE, I don't know what the fuck to call it, but he's the Raw champion. And then you got Roman Reigns, obviously, as the Universal champion. I think he is. So I don't know. Like, obviously, you know, like, he wouldn't debut there and, like, win the belt right away. But I'm just trying to think about, you know, the main event picture and where he could possibly fit in there. Maybe if you were like a Randy Orton or something. Just hypothetically speaking, I don't know. It's funny because somebody actually asked him that. I was there for the current class of the Nightmare Factory. And somebody had the gall, like the boss, to actually ask him, like, hey, like, so are you because this is like the day of, like, it came out that he was like a free agent and that, like, he was no longer under contract with AEW. It was a few weeks ago, maybe about a month ago at this point. But anywho, yeah, somebody actually asked him, like, hey, Cody, like, are you going to resign? Are you going to resign with AEW? And he just, like, fucking, you could tell he was taken aback by it, like, that somebody actually fucking asked that. But he did answer. He didn't give, like, a specific yes or no, like a blatant yes or no. But he did answer it, and he kind of said, like, you know, I'm not even going to try to say what the fuck he said. I just know he answered. And I committed him for that, the fact that he answered, but it wasn't like a definitive yes or no. I remember that. It made it seem like he was possibly going to resign, but yeah. No, matter of fact, he said something along the lines of, like, did he say that? Nah, I was going to say he didn't realize his contract was up, but I don't want to say that that's what he said, because that would make him, like, and I don't think that's
what he said. We won't quote that one.
Yeah, it was something mind-boggling about it, though. God, what it was. Sorry,
it's something that's different, and it's something that, like, you need to happen. Like, people don't utilize social media enough, like, to get the fans, like, to trick the fans. Like, the fans are so smart and they know everything. No one really comes out and, like, pulls these angles on social media like this.
No, I agree. Yeah, because TK, like, they posted, AEW posted the official statement on it, like a future endeavor type of statement. Cody obviously posted his statement and shit, so it seems real, right? But, you know.
And then quickly deleted, what is it? What the hell is the WWE, the BSN? BSN?
BFR?
BSI? Whatever BSI. It is. No, it was a WWE account, and they tweeted the GIF of Cody doing the ear thing, and then they deleted it. Like, it was
Oh, shit. No, yeah. No. Maybe they were just trying to, you know.
Well, that's one way to stir the pot.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't it be great if they were just all in cahoots, WWE, AEW? they just all decided to work together and just really make wrestling popular again for the masses.
That would be cool.
I think it's with very, very wishful thinking, but
I'm just saying, like, it would be one way to get 3 million viewers again.
It would be. I think so.
Possibly. And you all just share the pot. I mean, I know that's not business, but it kind of is. You're still making money.
I don't know. I feel like it's a good, healthy competition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Separate from each other. Because I would fear, if they were in cahoots, I would fear it would become something like Raw and SmackDown. You know what I mean? Where, like, talent doesn't stand out anymore. Like the MJFs of the world, you know what I mean? Like MJF becomes like a freaking like Mia Carter, you know what I mean? Or some shit like that, being involved with WWE. And guys like Ricky Starks never like excels and becomes like a main eventer dead. Like, you know, he seems groomed to be.
Or yeah, I'm waiting for him to pop off too. Ricky Starks, he's like, he's knocking on the door.
For sure. I think so, dude. I think he deserves the world. Dude is fucking amazing. So
yeah, he's got those intangibles. He can talk. Yeah. He can wrestle. He's got the look.
See. No, yeah, he does. He has, I think it's what you call like the 5-2 player. So
where would you put yourself? You got all 5 tools?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For sure. I can talk. I can wrestle. I can't remember all the fucking tools right now. I was out.
I think those are the two most like
important.
Most important. Yeah. Talk and wrestle. I don't know what the other tools would be, to be honest with you.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. He said he don't know what the other tools would be.
Yeah, I think it's markability, like being able to draw. Yeah, being a draw. The obvious ones that we already stated, being able to wrestle, being able to talk. I think that the ability to draw, to like get people to want to come see you. That's something I've been trying to work on better, because I think about it like, okay, I do these promos and they're kind of entertaining, at least entertaining to me. They're corny, but entertaining nevertheless. But like, are you making people want to fucking come see that actual match? Because that's what the Ric Flairs, the Dusty Rhodes, the Stone Colds, the greats, you know what I mean? The Rock, that's what they would do. Hulk Hogan, they would do that. They would try to get you to actually, you know, pay your money to come see them. And I have to like put on those goggles and be like, why as a viewer would I want to come see this match after hearing JDX talk? Okay, one thing, he made me laugh. Okay, I like him, but like, is that enough to make me come see him?
So are you still trying to 100% find yourself, like find that thing?
So what thing? I'll counteract that.
All right. So you're trying to find that one thing that's gonna appeal to the masses instead of just like a territory, like you, because you want to appeal to everybody. You want that something about you to stand out for people to want to watch you. We just said that.
Yes.
So are you still looking for that technique or that oomph?
Yeah, I want something to take off. Like, you know, I want something that sells like hotcakes. I want something that catches fire. You know what I mean? On AEW, I was kind of doing like the face swipe thing, like on my dark appearances. Like I would smile. They would go from Chicago, Illinois, JDX. And, you know, I would do like the, and then do that. And that kind of like Twitter kind of ate that up. Some of my homies like that don't watch wrestling, they ate that shit up. Like, I made reels of it and like on TikTok. Like, so that's something, but like, I still need, you know, more platforms to get that over. The Justin D. Xavier, I've been doing that, man, fuck, for a few years now, I think. It's probably like dating back to like 3 years now. How long? I've been wrestling for 4 years. So about 3 years, I think. And I feel like that's over, but like I want it to be more over, you know what I mean? So yeah, all right, to answer your question, sure. Like I'm still looking for that thing and I'll find it, but like it has to happen organically. You know, how many times do you hear that? In wrestling, it has to organically, you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, on the indies, it has to happen organically. I mean, you can't force that shit. You can't like be forced on the indies. I mean, you rarely see it happen, if at all.
No, for sure. Yeah, no, some shit just falls flat, for sure. I can think of a few things I've done that, it's kind of like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Now, do you ever think of changing a character? Like, do you ever think of tweaking your character, maybe getting a little bit more brash and evil?
Yeah.
Hard to commit to, or just don't know the right way to do it?
No, I wouldn't say that. There's definitely a way to do it.
I think your fashion sense, like, I think you can make that work for you as well. Because of how you dress and how you can dress. and some of the posts that you may put up on your Instagram or something, you can take that, make that more pompous, make that more, you know what I mean? I think it can get
over. Not only that, people hate when you come to the ring in not in gear. You come in, you come with a nice suit on, mm-hmm. you come in, you tell these people that they could never afford this type of suit. This 5,000 thread count.
I thought about doing that, like my early on.
I feel like you'd be really good at it.
Thank you.
I feel no, because you can talk and you can get your point across. I just feel like getting like straight to the point and telling people why they should want to see you. Don't beat around the bush.
For sure, I'm gonna definitely take that advice to heart, and I'm gonna try to apply that, especially as we. As we go further down the road, eventually, yeah. You know, things will change. That's all I'm saying.
I think so too. I mean, you got it.
Thank you.
It's just a matter of getting it to everybody.
For sure. It's getting those eyes on me. That's the thing. Like what we kind of spoke about, you know, getting stuff over and stuff. Like, I'm not on a weekly episodic TV show. And I feel like if I was, like, there are several things that I can get over. One person that I really enjoy, like, I don't even watch NXT, but I constantly see, like, clips and shit of Carmelo Hayes. And I can't think of his guys, like, his buddy's name. But, like, I love the skits and shit that they
do.
Like,
I'm blanking on it.
Come again?
I'm blanking on his name, too.
Yeah, tall, good-looking guy. Fucking
yeah. It's still not helping my name. It's still not helping the name. Larry's gonna come in a couple minutes. I can feel it with the name.
Well, so I'm gonna at least, you know, put him over. Say, you know, he's got it from a visual standpoint.
What about Trick?
Yeah. Think of the name. What is it?
Trick Williams.
Yeah. Okay, Trick Williams. Yes. Carmelo and Trick. Yes, I love that fucking the barbershop. Yeah. Excuse me. The barbershop skits that they do, that's fucking cool. I really like that. I wish I would have thought of that myself.
It's all right. They're still out. There's still ideas out there. You just got to sort through them.
For sure.
The barbershop is a good skit, though. I mean.
Yeah.
So, Jay, you have three matches upcoming this weekend. Three big, big matches.
Yeah. You undersold them. We gotta overhype this now. We gotta really lay into this one. Three huge matches.
But the one that obviously we are most invested in, it is the match that we sponsored for this event.
Literally and metaphorically speaking.
Yes. So we can't wait to see you guys in action. We obviously always can't wait to see you wrestle, but especially on this platform, we love watching this event. And even from the first one, it's only the third one. But it's
getting bigger.
Yes, substantially. And some of the matches, I mean, Big Swole versus Tootie is going to be ridiculous. Yeah. Jocelyn Navarro versus Brooke Valentine. I mean,
the number one contender.
Of course, you have the title match where Ja will be defending his title. I mean, the card, and then there's just matches to where there are young talent that I've never heard of before that I can't wait to discover and see wrestle, because there's so much out there that people don't get the time. Like we were saying, there's not a lot of opportunities. So when you see people that you haven't seen wrestle before and you don't know the name, it's cool to be able to discover these people. And that way, now you have whole new fandom of all these other wrestlers.
That's how you're supposed to do it, though. You're supposed to have the names on there that are going to draw the eyes. And then you have these newer, younger wrestlers that need that platform, that this is that platform.
That's the way
it should be done. You can have a super card once in a while and have just a fully stacked card of like all these top name wrestlers. I mean, financially, it's probably rough, but that's how you get noticed. If you're a young wrestler.
No, hell yeah. And shout out to Mike Outlaw, man. Shout out to him for, you know, putting this whole thing together for St. Louis. And not just St. Louis, just, you know, the Black community in general, you know, allowing us to be able to do this. So this is something that we've definitely all wanted. People that have been on Black Wrestlers Matter since the first one. And then some, like, you know, we've wanted it to be like, you know, also shout out to John and Chris Mannin. This is something that we want to, you know, we want to be able to have just more than one show a year. You know what I mean? It feels like just yesterday me and Ja were, you know, having a war of words with you guys and stuff.
It does feel like not that long ago. I think COVID's also screwed everything up. The timeline is completely fucked.
Thing, even though, you know, it's what, it's February. Hopefully we can get another Black Wrestlers Matter, you know, before the year 2020, whatever we're in, 2022. Yeah, 2022 is over with, you know what I mean? Hopefully we can get that. I know a lot of parties involved want that to happen. So
nice summer show.
It's good tonight. Yeah, hell yeah. Hopefully we can get one. I would, me personally, in the ideal world, I would love for it to be quarterly, at least, you know, four times a year.
Absolutely. Yep. I was going to say that's the perfect amount to where you can still develop storylines and feuds, and you can also use social media for that, but it's enough. Yeah. It's enough space in between to where like you won't forget, like you still know what's going on.
I agree.
Just like pay-per-view should always be quarterly.
Yes.
shouldn't be one a month or two a month. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's oversaturation for sure.
So, JDX, we wanted to thank you again for sitting down talking with us. It was good seeing you again. Good talking to you again. And we can't wait. Good luck this weekend. And we can't wait to watch you on Saturday tear it up on Black Wrestlers Matter.
Hell yeah.
We're going to do this more. We're going to get you on here more regularly. Mm-hmm. That way we'll hopefully help grow JDX. And like, this will force you to do promos. This will force you to do the shit you don't want to do.
I don't want to do it. I just got to be motivated.
We'll be your motivation. We'll be your hype boys. We'll be your hype guys. That's what you need hype guys.
For sure.
We'll get you the fuck over.
It'll blow over. I'll look back on this one and be like, oh shit, I guess I was just going through a little funk. I'm typically not like this. I don't know. Like I said, like I had some plans for this weekend, and you know, to no one's fault, they kind of fell through. You know, it's just not the right time for certain things to happen. So so be it. Just, you know, it's what it is. You gotta weather the storm, so to speak.
Yeah. It is what it is. I say that daily.
All right, Jay, thanks so much again. And we'll be talking to you very soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.